is John.
Hi, I'm Eugene.
And we're here to show you a genuinely old Chinese piece of furniture. But because of heavy usage in China over the course of the years, and because of more adverse indoor weather conditions than we frequently find in this country, there is often a need for a lot of restoration to the individual pieces of furniture. There are four things that have been restored here, and they're pretty easy for you to find out once you know what to look for. They are the doors, the drawer down at the bottom, the top, and these wings right here. Eugene, do you want to tell us about these?
Sure. Okay, first of all, let's open the doors. I believe this was the doors, was how it was opened originally. And now it opened like this. So I know this part originally must be a panel. And it was cut from here. And this pole was originally right here. It was moved over here. This way, the way to do that is they can open it all the way so they can add a shelf inside. They can maximize the using of the interior space.
And you know that because you can see the spot down here where this hinge was originally filled in.
This is the run filled up, two spots, and the panels filled up on this side, of course, and the other side too.
And you can also feel up here with your hands the mashing hole that was filled in to the one in the bottom. Mm-hmm. So those are great things for you to check out just to know what's been done. Do you want to tell us about the drawer,
sure.
Eugene?
Yeah, let's open it. And this drawer, to me, obviously, originally, this piece is supposed not to have a drawer down below. And now it has it. I think this must be newly added. They added this because it's inconvenient to reach stuff from the inside, so they added a drawer in there to maximize using, make it more functional as well.
And you can tell that by looking at the top of the drawer, and you can see the line right along here where the panel originally was, and then this drawer added. Also, there's no wear on the runners and slides where the drawer gets pulled out.
But it filled up, you can see, was originally it was a panel.
Correct. Boy, I tell you, they really do a terrific job on taking old furniture and turning it into something that is very, very useful. Mm-hmm. There were two more areas that I said we would talk about, the top being one. Eugene, talk to us about this top.
Sure. Okay. This top, to me, this is a piece at least 100 years old. It shouldn't have a top such flat and smooth feeling.
Sure.
You know, if I touch it. So must be something done on it. They either planed it to make the top more smooth and flat, or they could, what it could do if the top was severely damaged, and they can just replace the top.
Replace the panel.
The panel, yeah.
Yes.
The panel, not the frame.
Okay. And do you want to talk with us also about what might have been done on the sides here?
Okay. The side is, we're talking about the apron. We call it apron. The wings. This wing looks small to me. And down below, I saw some further marks, which giving me a hint that this wing was originally bigger. Why they cut it off? One thing is they think it's better with a simple look. Or this wing was damaged a lot on either side or both sides. So they make it smaller now and make it simple looking as well.
Cheaper than trying to repair the whole thing. So thanks, team. These are some things that you can look for when you're checking out a nice old piece of Chinese vernacular furniture. That is furniture that was used by just everyday folks like us. Thanks again.
Thank you.